In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Umpty. I love using thump as a verb right there. All right. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. What was the club like when this would come on, B, when that song was hot?
Don't remember.
Really?
Yeah.
It had to be early 90s, right?
B was like 60 at that time.
Yeah, it's not even funny, dog. It sounds so stupid. If it was in 1990, I was like 60.
It came out in 1990. Yeah, right, that was... Not even funny.
No, that was so whack.
You don't remember that song in the club, though? I would imagine that'd be prime.
You know, I didn't hang
your
around.
Your rookie year?
I hung in the clubs. I hung in the older clubs, you know. I wouldn't hang around the little whack people like Jeff and people like that. I was hanging around the ladies,
I'm not
man.
Whack. You could come out with me, dog.
Nah. If you check the text thread, it says you're whack.
And you said, ooh, that was a good one because you're whack.
No,
see,
that's
when I was hanging out back then, you know, I was on a certain floor at the Ritz where they weren't playing at. They were playing on another floor, but where I was, it was smooth jazz and adult stuff.
The Ritz-Carlton?
No, the Ritz. It used to be a club, son.
That much I was joking about. All right. We're opening these phone lines
and all
up.
That. You know, I used to hang out at the good spots.
MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. Jaden Daniels has been shut down for the season. How we feeling about it? Let's start with our boy Eli in D.C. What's up, Elijah?
Let's go, Eli. What's happening?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call, man. For me,
thanks
was,
for calling,
it's,
bud.
It's a good. Oh, absolutely, man. It's a good decision for me. I think he's a confidence guy, and I think he in his first year in the league before he came in, he was dialed up and he went 12-5. But I think they just need to get a plan and a process for him to be throwing the ball and just being active throughout the end of the year, active, you know, through the off season, and then coming in ready. So I like the plan and just just get it started fast and get him going and see what we get. Rather, you know, in his style of ball, it requires him to be sharp and it requires him to be making a lot of decisions. And you can only do that when you're ready to roll. And I think that comes with time. So, you know, it's not just putting him out on the field. It's putting him on the field when it's time to do that. And it's not about just, you know, getting him smashed up because he's not putting the ball when it needs to be, because that comes with time and that's a nuanced thing. You can't just do that by rolling yourself out on the field. So get him right. Let him know when his receiver put his foot in the field and turn, he knows it's time to fire that ball. So I just think that's what they need to do, and they'd be straight, man.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, brother. Appreciate it.
Y'all.
I think, listen, man, I crunched the numbers on Jaden through the four complete games he played. Mm-hmm. He was not as good as last year. Last year he was outrageous. This year he was just regular good. Mm-hmm. He could 7 touchdowns against 2 turnovers, 63% completion, 220 yards per game, another 45 rush yards per game, about 5 yards per carry. He was good. Now, last year he was a top 5 quarterback. Those numbers this year, top 12. It's not great, mm-hmm. but he only played 4 games, and in the 4 games he played, probably had Terry on the field once?
Yeah.
Twice? I think there's a lot. Like,
a lot of factors go into that.
My thing, of my list of concerns for 26, if you want to now say Jaden's durability, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, that's availability is the best ability, right?
Yeah.
And that's part of it. But of my concerns for 2026, Jaden Daniels' level of play doesn't crack the top 30.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what we saw as rookie season, what we saw in spurts this second season, was somewhere between good to great.
Mm-hmm.
And I will bank on that for next year.
Yeah, I'm with that. I just think that if the season were to start and Terry was already there and everything like that, we might be having a whole different conversation at this point. But it didn't. And I think the whole thing with Terry, and I think management has to look at stuff they did too. You got to look at how, when you messed up chemistry, what happened to this football team. And they got to take that into effect as they move forward. You know, sometimes, you know, just going out there being hard and you don't get the right chemistry going, you can have some messed up stuff. Because that offense has never hit its full stride, especially early in the season. They never got on into a rhythm that we expected. It's like they were chasing the whole time. Sometimes like they were trying to force togetherness or whatever. When it wasn't there, that has to be worked upon. You know, so moving forward, that has to be taken into consideration.
Phone lines are open. Let's go to G in Arlington. G, what do you think about shutting Jaden down?
Well, y'all forgive me for clearing my throat. I think Jaden should have been shut down a long time ago when he had the brace on his knee. I actually think they should have basically just kept him out the game until the brace could come off and what have you. Because you could tell when he was running out of the pocket, he really wasn't himself. And let's look at this, too.
The knee thing happened against Green Bay. I mean,
right. For the whole season. I just mean we shouldn't have put him back in until he was fully ready. I just think
that Chargers game, his first game back after that, was probably his best game of the year.
Yeah, but you know what, though, JP, Brian, you would attest to this, too. Doc was right, man. You got to have somewhat of a running game with him as well, man. And I can't say our running game was on top of anything. And we pass more than we predominantly run.
I'm not trying to be annoying to you, dude, but the Chargers game was the best running game they had. Bill was rookie of the week. I think he went for like 130 in that game.
Yeah, but JP,
I'm being specific to that game. But
you know that. Yeah, I know. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, to game. The other thing is I think we need to implement the babies in a little bit more. What I mean by that, the rookies like Lane and see what they had. You know, I watch a lot of good teams. They'll put players in that you never heard of before, and usually they'll do it against us, and they'll have some type of a great game. But I just think we need to, like the tight ends, I think they needed to go in the game a little more. I think we need to try second string and third string wideouts to see what they had. And, you know, a lot more of the running game. Maybe next year it'd be great, but shout out to the veterans. And I understand what Dan was doing. He was trying to build a winner here, and he did. It's only his second year here. So I can't really be that hard on him. But, yeah, I would say that we may need to look at defensive coordinator for next year. and maybe even him calling the defensive plays. But overall, I think we're going to be okay, man. I think we're going to be okay. I would just hope the fans just give him some time and give Jaden some time. He wants to play, but sometimes we can be our own worst enemy, man. So, yeah, the shutdown was a good shutdown. Yep.
All right, brother.
That's where
appreciate
I'm,
your call.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call,
time.
Dude.
All right, man.
I just looked this up. I think you'd be surprised by the rushing stats this year. I'm kind of surprised by them.
What do you mean?
They're fourth in the NFL.
They're fourth in the NFL
in
rushing.
And so you want to maybe dismiss that because you got quarterbacks that run. Seventh in the NFL in rushing attempts.
Know what I would like to see, though? I think if you just pull, like, to get a true assessment, pull the quarterback's runs out of there and look at the runs in the first half and the second half.
Sure. I mean, you'd like to dig deeper.
That would be drastic.
I think one
thing I don't like
from the surface level stats that kind of stands out
yeah.
is fourth in the NFL in rush yards, seventh in rush attempts. So they are running a fair amount. But that number drops to 15th in rushing touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I mean, really the most egregious play sequencing of the season was at the goal line in Minnesota, where you went second and goal from the 2-3 straight pass plays. You know what I mean? That might be reflected there.
Yeah.
They have run the ball fairly effectively. To really do that, they've run the ball 401 times. Help me with this math, B.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 401 carries as a team. Marcus accounts for – where are you at, Marcus? Marcus has run the ball 49 times, and Jaden 58. So that's 110, right? 107. 294 carries. I mean, if we really want to back this out. So Marcus has run for 298, Jaden for 278. So that's a little less than 600. Mm-hmm. Call it 575, something like that. Probably 585 is closer to right. So if you take out the quarterback carries and yardage, you're at 294 for about 1450. That would rank way differently. Now, a lot of those quarterback runs are designed, so it's not like it's all scrambles, but those numbers would skew different. We'll keep the phone lines going. We're going to keep the phones going the whole last hour here.
Yeah.
Let's go to our guy Telly in D.C. What's up, Telly?
What's up, Telly?
Hello to the Redskins, B-Mitch, JP, what's happening, man? What's popping?
Telly, how are you, bud?
Man, I'm great, man. Hey, look, I'm cool with the shutdown. For one, I think the shutdown is good because you don't want to. So this is your QB, and you don't want to mortgage your future on an injury because of the lack of play calling or the lack of protection that's given to Jaden and the lack of protection that Jaden gives to himself. If you look at this past game, to me, this was a similar game that I've been actually calling for even last season. You know, even when Jaden was, I mean, quite fortunate to even play and survive a lot of those hits that he was taking last year. This year took a toll on him. And I don't care if he was big as Cam Newton or whatever. Any quarterback taking that type of punishment is bound to be injured, regardless of his body frame. But when you have a play caller that called the game he did this last weekend, this past game, where it wasn't just one dimensional, with a defense just pin their ears back and just go after the quarterback because he in shotgun 95% of the time of the game. They switched it up. You had different formations, and I think that's the remedy going forward in developing your quarterback is having that strong run game, and then having the game slow down because the defense is expecting that run game, and now you have JD with his skill set. The game slowed down. He can see the field, and he can make those reads and make those runs that's opening up to him. But until Cliff Kingsbury get it together, which I don't think he's going to change because we done seen that in the past. We will hope that the offensive mind will go ahead and change that game plan. I don't think he's going to change. But until we get an OC in here that will cater to that type of offense, then we're going to see the same old. Hell, you Redskins, brothers, y'all be easy.
All right, brother.
Thanks, appreciate man. I got to say, like, I think the fan base is so down on Cliff. I think Cliff needs some of the same grace Dan Quinn is getting. Offensively, they've been injured all year, too. And not having Terry, I think we've seen as impacts this offense in a tremendous way. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm saying that because I think folks need to be realistic. I think it's quite possible Cliff is back. Now, he's not going to get paid by Arizona this year, so they'll have to – my guess is his contract probably expires. And I do think he'll get some head coaching looks. Mm-hmm. But don't you think it's certainly possible Cliff is back?
Yeah, I don't see him leaving unless some college job pops up. I just don't look at the pro job right now popping up for him. And I believe that if he's back, it would be something more at the college level.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, if he's not back, it would be something at the college level. But then coming back, he's going to have to enhance this offense a little bit. Because it gets to a point where you're looking at certain down and distance and you know what's coming. And I have watched this year cornerbacks jump those damn bubble screens.
The bubble screens.
If they are jumping them like that, there are times when people, if they don't just get nicked, they're coming to pick and go. If they are running past the blocker before the blocker gets set, they know it's coming. So that has to be changed up. I told you a long time ago, I'm looking for a blocker to just act like they blocking and slip past the guy. We haven't done it yet. But I have seen that play work over and over again, especially when guys start jumping it. And if you do it one time, I promise you they won't be jumping it again, then it's more effective. So if you don't do any counter to what you're doing all the time, what it does is make people feel like I can, like when you see the cornerbacks who the receivers come at them and they sit flat-footed because they know you're running a damn dig or you're running an out. You are not running past me. And I can just break on wherever you go. So until he does something to make them have to think twice, they're going to keep jumping at those routes like that.
Well, one thing you've called for some time is something off of that wide receiver
yes.
screen. And we just really haven't seen that. You know what I mean? Like,
listen, and I would have to believe they have it somewhere in their arsenal. I would have to believe that.
It's never arrived.
Yeah, so
Let's keep the phone lines going. Dom is in Chicago. Dom, what's up,
Dom? Dude? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, man. I want to tell you this, man. I'm glad, Jaden. You know, I respect the decision of the organization. They see what's happening, and they're going to protect them. And for the calls that say, Jaden, take all these hits, I don't – maybe I'm not seeing the same game they see. I mean, he gets hit like it's football. It's not like he's getting blown up. He's not taking these – solid impacts like a Cam Newton and Herbert, you know. So for that part, and the callers that keep calling in and say, hey, man, I've been telling y'all, you remember I told you, we don't care what y'all called in and said because JP and Brian ain't going to remember that. You talk to a million daggone callers. So, you know, when you say, I've been telling y'all all year, I told you, nobody remember that but you. So keep that, all right? And only call opinion I respect. Doc, JP, and Brian. And you could tell the ones that's listening to Doc, and then they call back to you, and they're preaching the gospel. We know where that came from.
Yeah.
You know, so be original. Keep it to yourself. Let Doc educate you. Let Brian educate you. But don't call back and hit them with the same garbage, man.
Appreciate your call, man.
Appreciate your call.
Yeah. What's up, Tom? Go ahead.
Kingsbury.
Yeah,
I think he's morphing now. We can see that. We can see that running game coming, but I don't think he want to unload it. You may not like this. It might be what they call a dry tank. You know what I mean? It's like a low key tank. I'm running my game. But I really don't want to look like I'm giving up, but I'm playing. You know what I mean? Selective calling. Mm-hmm. But he's putting all this in his memory bank. So I think you're going to see a different football team next year as far as offense-wise.
All right, man.
Appreciate it, man.
I sure hope so.
Thanks for the call, Dom. All right, here's what we're going to do. The phone lines are packed. We're going to keep them going for the remainder of the program. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Drip, drip, drop.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, 1:30 on a cold Tuesday. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Right now, though, we're opening these phone lines up. MGM National Harbor listener lines, obviously big news with Jaden Daniels getting shut down for the season. A lot of folks have a lot of opinions. It's your chance to share them with us. Let's go to Disco in Laurel. What's up, Disco?
What up, Disco?
Hey, what up, B. Mitch? Hey, B. Mitch, don't even front, man. I was dancing right next to you at Republic Gardens in 94.
I was at Republic Gardens too.
Okay. Hey, look, I didn't see you do the Humpty dance. I wasn't doing that though, but you know.
We left that for old Shock G.
Yeah, I know, right? So my point is this. Initially I wanted to see Jaden play because I do think reps are valuable. But I'll say this. Jaden Daniels gonna get hit again. He's gonna get smacked again. They're gonna be design runs. There's going to be times where he's going to take chances. It's football. What I don't like about this is that the scrutiny, it will open up. I'm suspecting in terms of play calling. Every time Cliff calls a play, Jaden gets hit, it's going to be fire Cliff. And why is he calling that? And why is he this? And why is it that? I just want him to play football. It's a rough game. And he has to do, as Dan Quinn said, he has to do better to protect himself. But he's going to get hit, and we just have to plan accordingly for that. But I'm just concerned about the what this will mean in terms of scrutinizing everything that he does moving forward.
I believe this offseason can do some dramatic stuff. I want people to understand one thing, okay? When he got hit in the knee, that had nothing to do with his size. The dude put a helmet on his damn knee.
Right.
Hamstring had nothing to do with his size. Falling on your elbow and the way he braced himself, that had nothing to do with size. Okay? Mm-hmm. It could happen to anybody in an awkward position. So the whole thing is about size, size, size. Like, if he had lowered his shoulder on a defensive back and they hit him and he got hurt, something like that, I'm like, okay, maybe all this stuff's true. If he gains any weight, 10 pounds is the max he needs to gain to maintain what he is and why he's effective.
Yeah. But let me ask you this.
All these people tell him gain 20, gain 30, and they just make a narrative and run with it. Listen, bro, everybody – I saw Ben Roethlisberger get hurt. Cam Newton got hurt. So right now, what we got to worry about is he has to learn how to manage a game better as a professional athlete. You know, manage himself, manage the other stuff. If he learns how to do that, he'll be okay because they're a quarterback that weigh less than him, his height that played in this league.
Yeah.
So
you know what, B-Miss? Let me say this. And the two players that – you look at Russell Wilson and Jalen Hurts. Generally, they slide within 3 yards before anybody is near, and they still get bopped. So you can do all the things you want, but it's still football. But you're right; he has to learn to manage himself better. And Cam Newton and Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, man, them guys would run like battering rams because they were much bigger. And I believe it's taking its toll. But you're right; Jaden has to learn how to manage himself, man. Thank you, man. Have a happy holiday.
Yeah, man. Appreciate
you, bud. Thank you. Good call right there. Speaking of good calls, B, we can all use a little help with the man upstairs this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
We have a reverend on the line. Hello.
Oh, man, Rev.
Hello, Rev T.
How you feeling, brother?
Old Tannenbaum. Old Tannenbaum. I love your friend, T. Branson. What's up, JP? Happy holidays.
What's up, man? How you feeling, brother?
Oh, man, I'm recuperating, B-Miss. You know, I was down. If y'all ain't know, I had spine surgery on that C3 and C4. You know, I wasn't going to walk no more. So I'm doing well. I'm healing. I go back to the roads at the beginning of the year. But listen here, man. Hey, let me tell my brothers and sisters something in this commander nation, regardless of my exile or not. Listen here, man. Stop tripping off of that young boy being benched for the rest of the year. The younger than rejuvenated, he done revitalized, he done did a whole lot for the franchise. Y'all know what he got. We see what he could do. Let that younger go ahead and sit down and get healthy, man, and go ahead and try it again next year. I ain't even mad at it, man. I just called to tell y'all, Bammers, I love y'all, man. Happy holidays, Release Nami Doss, TJ's Champions. We about to drop these toys at these schools, man. For these kids, so that before they go out of school at the end of the week. Hey, B-Miss, we extended it. We helped the town of Dumfries this year, too, man, with them children with special needs with the toys. So
Good, man.
I love everybody, man. Y'all love on somebody, man. Hey, drink 1738. I don't drink Hennessy no more, B-Miss. I upgrade now, 1738. You hear that,
all right,
JP?
I got you.
I did.
You hear that,
I did.
JP?
Do I still owe you a glass?
Man, no, Bam, I'm going to come down to the studio next week for Christmas. And I'm going to drink 17. Y'all can't drink, but I can. I love y'all. Hey,
all right,
man.
Fool. Take care, man.
Happy holidays, y'all. Okay.
Same to you, bro. Take care of yourself, man.
Thank you, Reverend.
Dude, it's funny.
What's he drinking now?
1738.
What is that? Even higher end cognac?
I don't know if it's a cognac.
Hennessy's a cognac, right?
Yeah. You know, he drinks everything. He thinks anything, if it's brown, he drink it. Just saying.
Well, Reverend, happy holidays to you, sir. We'll keep the phones going. Mark is in Landover Hills. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's happening, JP? What's happening, B. Mitch? Happy holidays
to you
guys, man.
What's up, man? Same to you.
Hey, guys, real quick. Look, hey, man, I'm one of the guys that wanted him to play, and I know that's what you're asking. And I got to be honest, though. I was with Doc, and I'm still with Doc. And, hey, thanks for you guys having him on, man. You know how much I like Doc. And when you guys put your heads together, man, we always come to a good solution. And I'm with you guys on it that, man, I don't have a medical degree. And, man, I think if they're making that decision, it'll definitely set him back a little bit. But it will, might like Brian was saying, man, make him able to realize what's going on and be able to think more and help the team and realize that he has to protect himself more, like Brian was alluding to. And I think that's the most important thing that he needs to learn, and learn to work with the guys he's got. And I think that the offensive line and the young guys that they have on the team need to block better for him, and the offensive line needs to, you know, they'll probably try and upgrade that in the draft some and load it up a little bit, and hopefully next year, like you guys were saying, you know, they won't be put in the injury position, and they'll have a little bit more luck, like Brian was saying, because he's 100% correct about that as far as drafting and what's going to happen with injuries. That's just part of football, man. And every year is different, like you guys are always saying. And also, man, I know you guys are loaded up and from talking to Chris, and shout out to Heavy Metal. And I wanted to say, JP, man, that I wanted to tell you, man, that I really appreciate the little tidbits of information that you come up with during the show for all of us. And a lot of it is really, really plays into what we're talking about, and you do an excellent job on it, buddy. And hey, man, I'll get off here, and you guys take care. And hey, man, excellent show as always, and you guys be safe, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it, dude. Let's keep the phones going before we run out of time. Jaden is in PA. What's up, Jaden?
Oh, damn.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you, dude.
Yeah, sorry about that. Happy holidays. I think Daniels has to, or that doesn't have to, but he should be playing. I mean, you look at, and again, I know I don't even like comparing other guys in the QB class, but you look how much better, like, Caleb's gotten, Drake May and Bonix, just within, like, this season, he's only played 4 games. And I know, JP, you brought up the stats of the games he's finished, like 7 touchdowns, 1 pick, but that, like, kind of conveniently leaves out the pick against Seattle. He literally got hurt because he almost threw a pick. He did throw a pick against Minnesota. So it's been clunky since the first game of the year. I mean, we all agree that Giants game.
I'm not leaving things out, but I think to take the stats from games he's finished is the best snapshot of kind of who he is as a quarterback rather than the ups and downs of games he's leaving early. Just because, like, if you look at those, the yardage totals are going to be dramatically different.
Right, but I think the interception totals still count. Like, I mean, the pick against Seattle wasn't because he was hurt. He was playing. He was fully healthy. Same thing with Minnesota. So I think we can agree he hasn't been the same this year, even fully healthy. I mean, the game against the Giants, we won, 21-6, but he still wasn't playing. Offense still fell off. He kind of was still missing throws. So I just think these 3 games could at least get him in a flow for next year. Now he's pretty much starting next year.
Do you not believe that he's – I mean, because Dan Quinn – I must have said it 4 or 5 times today that he's still not cleared.
Jaden, he's had injuries, okay? Caleb didn't have injuries at the end of the year last year to try to take him out of games. Drake May didn't have him to take him out of game. He's injured right now. So all of this talk that you're trying to put out there, you are ignoring the fact that he's injured and he's not cleared to play. So I understand what you're saying, but you're not the doctor, bro.
I'm not, but then I get that. I think they're being smart about it. He's not cleared to play.
Have you? That's what I'm telling you.
He could have won the game 2 weeks ago, though. So two weeks ago, he's not feeling better. He could have won the game.
He's not cleared to play.
So he was cleared to go back in two weeks ago?
He wasn't cleared to go back in. They say he could have gone back in. They didn't say he was cleared to go back in. They say he could have gone back in.
If the point is the offense has been clunky, you're correct. I don't think many are debating that. As far as not playing him the rest of the way, Dan Quinn has repeatedly gone out of his way to say he's not cleared. So,
do you guys believe that, though?
I don't care if you believe it or not. That's the problem with people today. You want to go based off of what you believe, but then you want everybody to listen to what you say. I don't care what you believe. If the man said it, I'm going to take what he said. I'm not here to try to dissect everybody's opinion or everybody's thing that they say. That's what society is now because social media makes us think like that. So why do I care if someone believes it or not?
Thank you for the call. I'm going to try to sneak one more in. I know we got to go to break. Let's go to Charlie on line 1. Charlie, what do you think of the Jaden shutdown?
Oh, I'm so glad. Hey, B. Mitch and Jaden, JP, Merry Christmas. And yeah, I'm really glad they're shutting him down because I don't want him to end up like RG3. Shanahan kept him in there and tore his knee up and at the end of his career.
He kept himself in there too, but you're right.
That's a different thing
But that damn Shanahan, man, he kept him in there and they shouldn't have done that. I'm so happy. Looking forward to next year. Need a big wide receiver and a good cornerback to help out.
All right, man. Appreciate the call. Thank you, brother. If you're on hold, stay there. I'm going to try to get everybody in this last segment. Grant and Danny starting at 2. Nobody go anywhere.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right. I don't know. We're going to do the best we can getting through everybody. Let's go to Steve in Fairfax.
What up, Steve?
Steve, what do you think of the JD5 shutdown?
I'm fine with it, guys. I don't think, honestly, three games is going to make a big deal, in my opinion. I understand that reps are important, but I think what a lot of people seem to forget is Jaden is a big student of the game. He studies, I think, on a different level than anybody else. And I just think he's going to come back more prepared, more ready to go, and learn from this. One thing we know about Jaden, he learns. And I think he's going to be, he's going to be fine. He's going to take care of himself. He'll learn from these experience. And I think it's like B said earlier, he's medically not cleared. We're not a doctor, None of us are doctors. If the doctors are telling him that he's medically has a problem, then he has a problem. And that's it. That's the end of story. So, again, I bet on Jaden. I bet on his future, and I bet on his talent.
I like that. Good call. Thanks, Steve.
I like what Steve's saying. Like, I'm going to the doctor, and the doctor tell me this is what the problem is. I'm like, I don't feel that. But this is what the problem is, though. I'm telling you. But I'm telling the doctor I don't feel it. But you know what I go home and do? Exactly what the damn doctor tell me. Although I didn't feel it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, now people want to, as soon as the man says, the doctor said this, the doctor said, do you believe him? Well, you know what? People have whole shows by doing that. I'm not going to be that person to question everything somebody says.
Rodney.
Unless I know you're a pure liar.
Rodney in Virginia. What up, Rodney?
Hey, I got a new medical diagnosis for some of these fans. It's called Snyder PTSD. it's crazy. It's crazy how last year all the people, including JP and B. Mitch, and all the people that get paid professionally to talk about this sport and who know the sport. Oh, Jaden had the best historical rookie season of any quarterback ever to live. Now, oh, he's not playing better than Marcus Mariota. Please, please shut up. Just shut up. I don't have a problem. I'm going, whatever the doctor says, that's what's going on. You cannot make me believe that Jaden did what he did last year and we don't still have the same player. Okay, he got hurt. Everybody gets hurt. It's football. It's a collision sport. It's this not a PTSD. This is a new diagnosis. And I also want to say I want y'all to watch, everybody to watch New England season, how they had the easy schedule this year like we had last year. Watch when they get that hard schedule, how Drake May going to have to play against them good defenses, you know, when the next schedule comes out. So everybody just needs to calm down. It's year two. Everybody just take a break.
All right, bro. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, man. Yeah. It's a good call. I like that one. You want me to sneak one more in here?
Yeah.
Sean is in Fredericksburg. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. It's a first-time caller. I've listened to you guys every day for years. B-Mitch,
I met you
a few times. You've been awesome to me. You made a video for my mom one time. And JP, you're the class of the industry, man.
Thanks, brother.
About this whole thing. So I think the deal is because DQ said that Jaden could have gone in against the Vikings, I think that's why everybody's in a tizzy about is, you know, why is he not playing? And is there more clarity about that or no?
Well, he said he could have gone back in the game. And then what I say about that is when a guy is when that adrenaline is flowing, doctor come to you, grab your arm. How you feel that? No, I don't feel that. No. Can you go? Yeah, I can go. So that's what they mean. But once you wake up that next morning, you're like, damn, what happened? You know what I mean? So he could have probably gone back in the game, but then the next day when the swelling goes down, this, that, and the other, they're like, nah, it's a little bit more. It's a little bit more tender than we think. We're not going to clear you. And then maybe throughout that week, you know, if you're not taking anything, don't have that adrenaline flowing the same way, you still a little sore. The doctor's not going to clear you completely.
Sean, we got a boogie. Thank you for the call, bro. Appreciate you,
brother.
I'd be happy to skip bets. I don't think we made bets last night, but I suppose that's not how we operate.
I thought we did.
It's time for Heard It Here First.
I think you lost. That's why you're trying to skip the bets. Gather around.
White Brian.
Heavy Metal was the only winner.
Wow. What'd you have last night?
I had the Steelers beating the spread.
They sure did. All right, well, you get to lead us off.
At that beginner's luck, you're going to lose tonight.
I know. I don't even know who's playing because there's no football on tonight. I'm like, what am I even supposed to be watching?
Caps are on tonight.
Can you watch something
right,
other
let's
than
pick
football?
The Caps. I'll always go with the Caps.
That's who I was going with. Caps tonight, baby.
I think we got crazy college football starting tonight. Yeah, man.
We got
tonight. I don't know what the name of this bowl game is, but Troy is playing Jacksonville State.
Give me Troy.
Give me Jacksonville State, plus the two and a hook.
Plus two and a hook? Give me Troy. Troy's from the Sun Belt.
I believe they are. Yeah. Troy went 8-5, as did the Jacksonville State Gamecocks.
Troy, and then I'm going to take, I'm going to go with the Knicks against the Spurs.
Your Rage of Cages play tomorrow night.
I know. I'm not going to be going to the game.
Is that – are you?
I'm joking.
Where is it? Delaware?
Mobile.
Everybody in? White Brian?
Tennessee minus 3.5.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to Doc Walker for joining us. Thank you to Joe Beninati for joining us. Thank you to Kelly Stewart, Kelly in Vegas for joining us. Thanks for all the calls. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Appreciate you watching, listening, wherever you get the content. That's where we are. If you made it this far, owe you a beer.
Peace.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.